It's 18 minutes after 3. It is a Monday, July 18th. Good to have you along. About 88 degrees now here in the Tri-Cities, and we must move along. I've got three great stories today just for you. All part of the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid is. Apparently, the stupid's just been saving up for today. Go to Provo. Utah County officials say about a dozen Brigham Young University students suffering from burns after playing with makeshift firebombs at a mine shaft. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon said that the students were in the Tintic Mining District near State Route 6 when the accident occurred sometime Saturday night or Sunday morning. He says the students were dropping makeshift gas bombs down a deep mine shaft when their fuel container accidentally caught fire, well, and then actually caught some of the students on fire from the spilt gas. About a dozen BYU students were burned, 5 seriously enough. They were treated at Mountain View Hospital and then transferred to the University of Utah. The rest of the students were treated at a Valley Regional Medical Center and released. Deputies say, this is the best quote ever, it's happened in an area that is popular for college students to play with fire. Didn't know they even had one of those. A popular area for students to play with fire. Previously, law enforcement say playing with fire out there was a misdemeanor. Now, they're recommending felonies. Man, if it's true, you play with fire and you wet your bed. I know about 13, 14 students are just... That's just dumb. Hey, we're in Utah. Let's stay there. Find a new way to Facebook every day. Take this guy. He gave Facebook updates during a 16-hour standoff with police. Jason Valdez was armed and holding a woman hostage in Utah at a motel. He decided to keep his friends and family well apprised of his goings-on in real time. He wrote stuff like, I'm currently in a standoff, kind of ugly, but ready for whatever. He wrote in his first post. He also posted 2 pictures of himself and the hostage with the caption, got a cute hostage, huh? Made about, 6 posts in total. Added a dozen new friends during the time. Some of his family and friends responded, telling him to do the right thing. One of his friends even posted that, hey, there's a SWAT officer hiding in the bushes. To which he replied, thank you, homie. Finally, SWAT stormed in. He tried to shoot himself. He survived. Oh, my goodness. Finally. Worst murder for hire plot ever. Woman in Philadelphia tried to hire a hitman on her Facebook. London Ellie posted a bit of incriminating evidence for her friends to see. She says, I will pay somebody a stack to kill my baby father. Some dude named Timothy Byron, actually dumb enough to take up the offer, responded with his post that says, say no more. What he looked like, where he be at, and need that stack first. I'm going to mop that bull. Needless to say, didn't take long for the intended target to find out, who called police, who brought the whole thing down like a book of cards. Wow, that is stupid. But we like it, because that gives us the Gump File. You're now up to date. 22 minutes now, after 3. Chuck Hall, KORD.